Welcome to another segment with Dave and myself, and today we are going to talk anti-nano. You know, Mark and Minnie was telling us about nano, you know, nano, and nobody believed them. Before we start, I want to read something. I get these in my email, and the reason I'm reading it is not to brag or to blow my own horn or anything like that, but to inspire you that these remedies do work. They have merit. People are actually doing them. So for those of you who are sitting on the fence because you're kind of, you know, afraid and there's something new, which is, I understand, you know, I do understand. I mean, if somebody's who's like myself, who's been dealing with the alternatives for most of their lives, to us it's no big deal. But for some of you, because you've been caught up in this mainstream insanity with medical and health and what's supposed to be good for you to eat and dietary guidelines and God knows what else, you're a little bit afraid. So I'm going to read this to you. This is actually a real person that wrote this to me. So it wasn't imaginary or anything like that. Just,
where are they from?
I don't know.
Oh, they didn't sign off and say.
No, I mean, okay. It's, you know, whatever. I get, like I said, over 300 emails a day, and not to mention the tubes and comments and everything else that I get as well. So, I mean, I try to answer as many as you as I can. It's becoming more of a challenge these days, I got to tell you. And we, like I said, when David and I started this, we had no idea what we were getting into. And I had no idea how...
deep the rabbit hole you'd be going?
Yeah, I had no idea either. I want to thank you for all your help. Here's an update. Two out of the three autism children families are doing the protocol. The youngest Adam is seeing amazing results. My father's loose prostate issue is gone. Mike is working on his as we speak. Kristen and Mike no longer have diabetes. Julian, the baby with herpes, was taken by the state, and I am working with her foster parents as of yesterday. My best friend, Kimmy, we have the same birthday, 10 years apart. 10 minutes tested negative for herpes. So all those of you who are hearing about how some of these things are not curable, word cure is still in the dictionary. I'm working with a man with a brain tumor and seizures now. He's doing B17. The one with bone brittle disease, they think I'm crazy and want nothing to do with the information I gave them, which is normal. You're going to find people that, you know, think you're ooh, because they're programmed and they cannot. What you're throwing at them is not in their program, so they don't know how to handle it. Let's see. I have reversed my gray hair. I have not been back to doctors. HPV cancer. I follow your advice and I live by your protocol diet. My filling fell out and I used a tooth regenerator 2 months now and my tooth is filling in. Amazing. I'm grounding as I type. I work in a bar and when the people complain about pain, I have them stand on aluminum and copper I bring with me and they can't believe the relief they feel. Nanu. I have cleansed more than 50 colons with the sodium thiosulfate and ascorbic acid. Love hearing them tell me their experience with it. You have helped me with over 50 people from minor to major issues.
Really? Okay. So she already incorporated the...
A lot of protocols.
No, but the thing that we posted last.
Yeah.
The copper and aluminum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does work. You know, it does really work. So when you're... Okay. If I can do this, and I'm just a guy who knows some stuff, I got the shirt on backwards anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so can you. Okay. And the whole idea here is this too: whatever I'm giving you, doesn't matter what it is I'm showing you and sharing with you, you can always make them better, and you can make them different. The bottom line is the end result. If it's going to help heal, cure, restore, rebuild, you know, rejuvenate you, you know, go for it. You know, go for it. Just you have to be aware today that not everything you're reading today is kosher, legit, truthful. Not, you got a lot of health gurus out there. You got a lot of people in this health industry that will just bullshit you to no end. They got some highfalutin frequency device or some highfalutin, you know, drug or not drugs, supplement that's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings, and you're going to be orgasmically organic by the time it's all said and done. You're going to be out to here, tighter than so you're so tight you squeak when you walk. I mean, all kinds of stupid shit, you know.
You know. I haven't heard that one yet.
No?
You know.
Yeah, you know, when your ass is so tight, it squeaks, you know, that kind of thing.
I like
it. Yeah, well, but that's what some women want. They want, you know, they want an ass so tight that when they walk, they squeak, and they want to be out to here with the high beams, and they think that's, you know, going to get them some kind of guy, and they're going to be sexy and whatnot, and sex magnet, and all that does is brings you headaches, really, nothing but headaches. And then guys want to be hung like a horse, and they think they're going to put that somewhere, and the women take a look at that. Oh, yeah, not today. Size does matter, and you got way, way, way too much. So all the stupid shit that they're selling you to sell, you know, bodybuilders want to be, you know, massive and big and muscles out to here, and, you know, then they're on all kinds of special vitamins, I call them, and they can't walk 20 feet without being out of breath because they got so much mass for their frame. You don't need all that today. You know, you really don't. And having strength and power does not necessarily have to equate to all the show and tell. But again, it's what that's what they sell you. You know, go to the bodybuilder section, you got all these proteins, and more nine out of 10 of them are poison, but all kinds of shit in them. You know, soy and Splendas and aspartames and filling agents that just screw up your liver. But anyway, today we're going to talk about nano. Oh yeah, that's the other thing. The supplement industry now is adding nanoparticles in supplements as a better delivery method. Now I'm going to show you some stuff about nano. This here is an anti-nano device. So is this one. And what you do is you cord it up, wire it up. Dave can show you my handiwork there. Okay.
So this is just a bucket with copper cable. Yeah. Does it matter the gauge?
Well, no, not really. I use the 12 gauge. Okay. That's got about 90 turns on it. I think this one's got close to 80.
What is that there?
That's just a glass vase.
Oh, glass vase. Okay.
Wrapped up. You don't want to use metal in this situation. Power supply is basically a
like a laptop
power supply. It's a 5-amp unit, and basically hook it up, add water, or on my anti-nano thing, I've got several formulas here.
Sorry, just to clarify, that's going to be, we don't want to hook it up to 120 volts, right? Like from your wall?
You're running it from your wall. Because again, it's going to turn into direct current.
Yeah. No, with this adapter it will, but we don't want people like, much power is not a good thing.
No, you're not going to run AC on this at all.
Okay.
No AC.
Okay.
You'll be like highway to hell, and that's where you wound up kind of thing. So no, you don't want to go there. You got to definitely barbecue some things.
Right. Okay. So we just want to use a laptop adapter, just to clarify.
A direct current. Low voltage. DC. We put up a link. We said this on some of the last videos we've done. From now on, we're going to put all the formulas on the webpage because some of you can't find them on the YouTube. So there'll be a YouTube recipe link. When you click it on, there'll be an anti-nano link. Click it on, and you'll see this bucket idea. It'll be an orange bucket. We've got three different formulas you can use on it. I'm going to probably be putting more. This page is going to be a work in progress. I still have to put on saponins and some other stuff that I got to get for you to clean your blood. But basically, you can fill this up with 3 gallons of vinegar, add a little salt, run it through. I've done it. Won't hurt you at all. Doesn't burn. Doesn't do anything. And in fact, it'll actually cool the skin. So if the skin's got a fever going on because you've got all this nano inside of you, it will help definitely cool off the skin. You can add water to it. Citric acid, DMSO, and salt. That's another formula. Okay. You can add into it as well EDTA, sodium EDTA if you want, and salt, again, and water. Yeah, you can come up with all kinds of combinations. And what will happen is when you fill this thing up with whatever solution you're going to put in there, you can go 1 foot at a time or 2 feet at a time, and then have a little light. Okay, a little light, flashlight, whatever. And give it about 2 minutes, and you will start seeing coming out of your legs polymerized material. Little speckles will start to come out of you. Tiny little speckles. At first, you won't see it until the water starts to cluster. Then, when you angle the light on the water, you will find that it will reflect those speckles. And you'll start saying, holy jumping. Well, you won't say that. You'll probably say something else. But anyway, that's what you're going to say. And you'll see it. And leave it in there for about a half hour. You can put both feet in. You can put one foot in at a time, both feet at a time. You can make two buckets and run them at the same time, one for each foot. And you will be amazed at how relaxed your hips, your backside, your knees, your ankles, overall, even the head will lighten up. Okay? Do it. Even before going to bed at night, you may find that the sleep will be amazing. Amazing. Now, some of you are saying, where am I getting this shit from? How am I getting this?
Which shit are you referring to?
Nanoparticles.
Okay. Not this bucket idea you're talking about. Okay.
This
gotcha.
This is not shit.
No, I know.
This is the anti-nano chamber here.
Okay, this is rocket science, Tony. This is the rocket science.
This is the rocket science. This is rocket science here. You will go to the moon, Mars, and Jupiter on this technology here. Okay? Basically, what you're doing is, because everyone complicates things. I don't know why. They ask me, they send me emails, and I'm like, how did they complicate that? But anyway, they do. You're creating a field around, okay? And what's happening is, it's almost like a degaussing method. And what's happening is, you're shutting down the frequencies that are accessing these nanoparticles inside of you to self-assemble or self-replicate. You know, even the polymer material that the nanoparticles are embedded with. So when you shut that off, what happens is all of a sudden now the field is pulling. It starts pulling the stuff out. Now, these are some of the things you will pull out of your skin. Black particulates. Okay? Looks like chips. They will look like chips. They'll be in different sizes and shapes. Some of them will be triangular. Some of them will be semicircular.
So just to clarify, this is not... You didn't make this up. This is something. Where did you get this from?
This is actual research by the I forget what company that put this out, but these are military research sites, industrial research sites, university research. I think this was a university research site I got this one from. What I'll do is, high tech kid boy.
Oh yeah.
You can't get any more high tech than a piece of tape and paper. When Dave's done, or when we're done, we'll have this whole thing full. Dave can do a snapshot. Now!
Sorry, just while it's on my mind, just before we forget, what I want to do is, because I'm sure that if, you know, people can confuse some formulas and stuff, they're going to confuse this. So you basically have this coiled up, and one end is connected to...
Both ends are connected. You got the positive end connected
right.
to the power supply.
But this is what I want to show.
Yeah.
So this is...
That's
so you split this cable into...
Two.
Into two.
Yeah. So you got the positive and negative.
Positive and negative. Yep. And the one end of the wire is connected to the one side, and the other end of the wire is connected to the other side.
Exactly.
And that's it. And it's running through the coil.
That's it.
This is a separate unit.
Separate unit.
Same concept.
Same idea. So you got... this was the first prototype. See how I got it? So when you wrap up your bucket, leave about a foot out so you got some play with, you know.
With your leads, yeah.
And even if you fill this one up, with water, salt, or vinegar, whatever you want to put in there, and you put your arm in there, and you set the light, you'll see stuff coming out of your arms. You'll say, holy crap, where'd that come from, you know?
Right.
Now, there is a theory. I haven't done it yet. I will show this. See, when you buy fruit and veggies... The fruit and veggies are loaded with nanoparticles. And now the fruits that I've filmed, they're in there as well. Your bananas are a complete saturation, inside and out. So you have to take about an eighth of an inch off your banana before you eat it. Same with your apples, same with your pears. They are loaded to about an eighth of an inch. So once you peel the eighth of an inch off, you should be fine. The potatoes, same thing. Even though they're in the ground, you are getting nano uptake with the potato. You've got to take about an eighth of an inch off. The cherries and the peaches I have pictured were completely saturated all the way to the core. Now, theoretically, I haven't done it yet, and as soon as I work on it and see what the results are, maybe up the way we'll do a video and see if this will actually pull that out of the food supply. Now, do not buy store-bought juices or any juice until you peel off that eighth of a layer, because any juice you're buying is going to have a concentration of nanoparticles. Now, here's a concept. I haven't done it yet, but this is the idea. You've got nano in the component there, okay, saturated. They put it in the field, again, cup holder magnet, which is a complete magnet, so you're creating a field. Similar idea to this. And what's happening is if you pour it out, the nanos are stuck to the magnet.
Right.
I would probably still run a filter here, so either a charcoal filter or some kind of filter here, because it's just in case some of it gets out. But a lot of the juices now will be concentrated. Reason why you're not getting over the nano stuff, or it comes back, is because you're constantly reloading this stuff and you're constantly breathing it in and whatever. When this stuff does saturate in your body, it will create that anomaly, and it will happen. So like I said, this has taken a long time because we didn't know what we were dealing with. Now, some of you have been, again, misdiagnosed. Some of you think you've got a Lyme. Well, I'm going to get to that in a short too. Now, this is how the stuff grows inside of you. Okay? Starts as clusters, saturates your cells, oxidizes your cells, and then uses the proteins, the sugars, and the fats to form a construct. This you will see. For those of you who are already at the saturation point and you're pulling this stuff out of your skin, you're digging in, you're pulling it out, and you're looking at it under a scope, you're seeing a lot of this. This is what you're seeing. You're seeing a lot of this. Okay, this is what you'll see. It gets into the cells. When you're talking nano, okay, you're not talking one particle. You're talking thousands of particles in one cell, causing a high level of oxidation, kills the cells, okay, and then it starts to self-assemble or self-replicate. It acts like a virus, okay. So I'm showing you all these things because you need to understand the process here. First you get hit with it, then it starts to manifest inside of you and it starts to grow. Because again, you're hearing so much crap out there on this, you know. Oh, it's a mold. It's a Lyme. It's none of that. Okay, and we're gonna explain that too. I'll get to that in a second. This is gonna be my favorite.
So once it builds up, you're saying that your body will shut, like major organ failure, or something like
over
this.
A period of time.
Right.
If it's left unchecked, it will completely rewrite you. This is nano. We're here to assimilate you, and that's exactly what it's doing. It is rewriting you through XNA, xenonucleic acids, which can copy the DNA, your DNA, and by adding a specific code to that DNA, your body will accept that. When this gets inside you, it has the XNA as well inside of you as well. This is what you will see under a scope. When you start pulling the stuff out, you will see different colored particulate chips inside of these cells. Some will be red, some will be lavender, some will be amber, some will be like a jasper red, a turquoise color. There'll be all kinds of shapes. You will see fibers, you will see ribbons, you will see things that will scare the hell out of you. Because the stuff, when you start seeing the ribbons and you start seeing these particulates, they are building a circuit inside. And this would be in one cell.
So this is not
just
multiple
one
cells. This is inside just one cell.
Wow. Okay, that's what's happening. Now, when you're talking, some of you have been diagnosed. It says, well, I got Lyme. I got mold. Some are trying to tell you got a mold. You know, so this is a mold concept. Okay, I'm going to show you some pictures here. Does that look like a mold or bacteria? Does it? That's nano. And if you don't have the equipment to check this adequately, this will actually mimic, or it's called a mimetic. Okay, it will replicate, it will look like it will act like a virus or a mold or a bacterium or an algae or whatever. There are some foods you should not be eating today. All these algae products that are selling in the health food store, you shouldn't be using them. They strip copper out of the body. That's the big, big one you need to maintain. Here, does this look like a spirochet? Does that look like a spirochet? Does that one look like one? Does that? That's nano. That is nano. Okay? That's why I say nine out of 10 of you who I've talked with on the concept of Lyme, and you've done the whole Lyme protocol. You know, you've gone and did the whole thing. You changed your diet and you did this and you did that. If you've got a Lyme disease, a tick inside of you, or the proteins of the tick inside of you, if you ran an electrical current through your body, a short, what do you call those things? Sparks or whatever, TENS machines, anything that will run a current through you, a zapper, it will take it out. It'll take it out within about a week. But if you run a zapping device or a TENS machine and you run a power supply through you, this will multiply like crazy. You will activate this. You'll charge it up and it'll be powered up and it'll just start taking off. If a lot of you, if you remember the old Star Trek Next Generation, we are bored. We are here to assimilate you. Remember when they hit the Borg? The first two or three attempts, they were successful in taking out the Borg. After the third one, they had developed a response to their technology. They countered their technology. This will do the same thing. You hit these things with frequencies or whatever you're going to hit with, you may see relief and you may see some initial change, but I assure you by the third or fourth session, it will be of no avail. These things are oscillating or putting out frequencies at 100,000 oscillations. There is no way you are going to be able to zero in on a frequency on these things. And the moment you do, they will shift, change, and go into a completely different pattern. You got to remember, as you see this here and you see this here, these are squares. Some of these are, you know, circular. Some of them are oval. You can't lock on. Okay, you can't lock on. Here's another one. Nanu, nanu. Doesn't that look like a virus or a bacterium? Ooh, look. So before you guys start following these so-called experts on the on these terms, okay, don't get, this is nano. It's all nano, and this is what you're being afflicted with. It's coming from the sky. Those bloody chemtrails are coming from the sky. You no longer have the luxury of hating anybody. Okay, whether it's a racial thing, whether it's a religious ideology, spiritual, philosophical differences, this is killing everybody on the planet. It's in the food supply. Okay? Now.
Oh. Doesn't discriminate, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green, purple with pink polka dots. I don't care if you're Islamic, Judaic, Christian. You're getting killed. Hindu, Buddhist, Native, whatever you are. And you better start getting over these differences. Okay. That, doesn't that look like, spores of mold? That's all nano.
I think we already seen this one.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just double, just to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
So that they get this. I want you to get this. So when you hear some kind of special high-tech, low-tech, stupid-tech, in-between tech on this stuff, you are not going to be deceived, bamboozled, or bullshitted.
So let me ask a question regarding all this.
We haven't got to the good stuff yet. Go ahead.
So you just a couple minutes ago, you mentioned that if you try and, you know, you're talking about the tick and how you try and run a frequency through, like, some sort of voltage to try and kill that protein.
Or the tick inside.
Or the tick inside.
Yeah.
But at the same token, you said that it'll energize the nano. How is this de-energizing the nano?
Okay, this shuts it down. Because you're not running a charge. You're running it, putting it in a field.
Okay.
You're not running an electrical current through there. So you're not charging it up, because these things will charge up with almost anything. Electrical, your radio, the music that you turn on will activate these things. They just run on frequencies, or they run on light, they run on power. I mean, they use almost every concept there is. If you send a signal to these things, okay, the studies on it, if this was just a particle, okay, just to say silver and gold, and you ran a frequency, they wouldn't do anything until you put a ligand inside. The ligand can be any form of protein, fat, sugar, whatever, you know, fiber. A lot of these vitamins have this cross-carmelase content to it. This is all polymer shit. It shouldn't be there. And that stuff is building block for this stuff that's inside. So when you're buying vitamins and stuff today, buy them in powders. Do not buy them in tablets or caplets. Okay, I wouldn't go that route unless they're enzymes or something to that nature where they have to be bound up. But even today, you can buy enzymes in capsule form. You don't need to buy a tablet or a caplet. Any of the prescription drugs are loaded with polymer material. They're loaded with aluminum. They're loaded with titanium dioxide. You know, and these are all nano constructs. They will use this nano silver shit they're selling in the health food store. That will be used as building block material for this stuff. It'll use it and keep on accelerating its replication or its self-assembly. This, oh, what does this look like? Oh, look at that, eh?
Looks like Christmas to me.
Yeah.
Some of these snowflakey things.
Okay. Again, that would be very easily be misinterpreted as some kind of biological pathogen. These are all nano. All of this. Okay. This is what I'm saying. When I see some of these people coming out here and talking about different things that they're talking about, they haven't a clue, a lot of them. They have whatever limited knowledge that they have on this stuff, and it's not accurate. And then what happens is you're going to be running to the health food store, buying this or buying that, and this stuff isn't going to work. So a lot of the fungi issues you have today, a lot of the candidas, a lot of the yeast infections, have been integrated with the nanoparticles. They've merged. You've got yeast on nano. Okay, like I said, you are being nano-engineered. That's what's going on here. And like I said, this is how it starts off. And we're not talking on a tissue level. We're talking on a cellular level. And like I said, it's not just one. As you can see these clusters here, this is all in one cell. One! Not throughout the whole body. It's not like you got a major bulky material that you can, you know, chelate or bind with certain agents like pectin or charcoal or EDTA or NAC or alpha lipoic acid. You've got something that's now in a cluster inside a cell. Okay, that's where this comes in. Now, for those of you who are lacking intelligence, who do not have two brain cells in your head to spark a response when it comes to vaccinations. This is a vaccination component. These are nano. The delivery method of this is one of the most lethal delivery methods you could ever inject into a child or a human being full grown. And as I stated on another video, if you still feel the need to vaccinate your child, and because you have, you know, lacking brain cells, yeah, because I'm not going to mince words here, you're stupid, then you should take the vaccine. You as the parent or the guardian, before you inject this shit into your child, you know, and don't give me this bullshit, well, I got rid of all, let me go to the kids to school. Homeschool them. You're not learning anything in the educational system anyway, you know. And why do you want to sacrifice your bloodlines to these people? You know, these people in government should be impeached and removed. Anybody that would do this to a child. This is what you're doing, okay? And this basically, I'll show you what they've done. They have put the viral load inside of a membrane. Then they've put it in a liposome. So now this is going to get through everything. This is going to go right through the brain via the liver. Okay? Then they've added another layer of phospholipids, which again is another form of a liposome, loaded the material up, polymeric nanoparticles. These polymers also will assemble in the body and self-assemble. They're integrated. And as you can see, non-degradable nanoparticle. Non-degradable. So where the hell does that go after they put that inside? Where does that get lodged? Where does that get trapped? Okay. You do not have the luxury of being ignorant in the year 2015. And I can put in here anything I want. Anything. And you're going to get an exponential amount of it. Whereas before, the mercury and the aluminum and the ammonium that they put in there was bad enough as a delivery method. This makes those things look like candy. Okay? This is really dangerous. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. So, basically this is an image of what happens to you eventually. You'll become integrated into what they call an AI, and you will be the new artificial life. Because when you've got so much of the nanos inside of you, this basically sort of shows you what will transpire. It's basically rewriting you from pillar to post. Now again, this is just an illustration here in regard to giving you a perspective and an idea of what is happening here. Okay, so do you still think you have Lyme's disease? Do you still think you've got a mold? Do you still think you got a algae or bacterial overload? You probably do. Now let me explain how the second part of this equation works. This is the nano. This is what is rewriting you and saturating you. The other part of that equation is the bacterium or the pathological. Now what happens here is this. When this gets in, because you've been eating soy, because you think soy is so good. Ooh, soy. Yeah. Okay. We talked to an organic farmer. He says nothing will go near that shit. Not even no cattle, no deer, not even bugs go near it. And that's, you don't have to spray it. That's how toxic it is. Then they spray it. I didn't get the picture, and I'm sorry about that, but they're using an adjuvant with glyphosate. An adjuvant is a delivery, a means to deliver the components, and the adjuvant is nano. You can't ferment this stuff out. You can't cook it out. It is in it on a DNA level. You cannot remove this, and this goes right to the core of the root. The whole plant is loaded with this shit. So when you're eating, and then they spray the glyphosates on almost anything that you think you're eating orgasmically organic, it's got glyphosate sprays on it, whether it's wheat, corn, rye, whatever. Okay, whatever. Even your fruits and vegetables have it on there, some of them. Now, what happens there is the glyphosates strip the body right here. All the bacteria in your colon, gone. See ya. We're taking over. The E. coli, all the bad bacteria wind up staying. Now, isn't that interesting? Do you think maybe that was done by design? Now, your zinc levels, your calcium levels, your magnesium levels, your potassium levels, your selenium levels, your manganese levels, your copper levels, your iodine levels, guess what happens to that? Out the door it goes, because you have been told by the health food industry and the television that you should drink your Ensure, your Boost. Yeah, get it in ya, right? Now what happens with these soy-based foods, not just soy, anything that's sprayed with glyphosate. I like soy because I like picking on soy, because soy is such a shit food. So it amazes me that it has lasted this long. But again, this is the marketing, to get you to think that you're eating something because you're not eating Bambi. Oh, I don't eat meat. Oh. So you eat soy. It's the alternative. So you run to it. And then you guys are growing boobs, and you got an ass like a woman. Your hips are starting to shape like a woman, and you women are getting all agitated and aggravated because of all the aluminum they're consuming. Glyphosates spread aluminum through the body, and aluminum is part of the body's. It breaks you down mentally. You know, you can't remember. You got that CRS disease. Can't remember shit. Said something to you. Oh, what did he just say? You know. And as you get older, get up there in late 70s, early 80s, I can tell you something today and tomorrow, You forgot it. That's aluminum. Okay, that's aluminum. So when you're eating these life-size foods and it's knocking out the copper, what does copper do? It protects you from mold. It protects you from algae. Okay, it protects you from viruses. And then what do they tell you? Oh, copper's toxic. You shouldn't use copper. Oh, copper. Ooh, you're going to die. Iodine, another one, protects the body from a lot of these same things, you know, and supports the endocrine system and the respiratory. Oh, iodine's poison. You shouldn't take it. You're going to die. Ooh. You know, zinc. Zinc plus copper or zinc plus manganese produce SOD. SOD is an antioxidant called superoxide dismutase. It protects the brain, protects the eyes, protects the lungs, protects the liver. You know, helps keep certain things out of the body. Now, you remove the zinc, for a lot of you men, you go south for the winter. It won't work. Why? Well, the zinc's gone. No more zinc. Selenium, what does that do? It protects the heart, protects the thyroid. For the guys, you need it more, protects the sac. You know, the zinc protects the prostate. Okay, for the women, you need the selenium as well to regulate the iodine and regulate the heart. Okay, it boosts the immune system. It keeps a lot of the biological pathogens out. Take that out of the equation. All of a sudden, you've got cancers happening that you shouldn't have happening. So that's how that part of the sabotage goes in. So then what may happen is your body now becomes a haven for different pathological issues to occur, because this is what they call a binary attack. Attack number one. Attack number two is the pathogens. They are integrated. There is no separating the nano from the biological. It is a morgue. We are morgue. We are here to assimilate you. That's what it is. Okay. So all this other shit that you're hearing about this or that or whatever, and it can be confusing. Do not get caught up on buying a lot of products out there on this nano poisoning, on the Morgellons, because you're going to get taken for your cleaners. You really are. I've been collaborating with a buddy of mine, Ryan396. Him and I have been working on this stuff for about 2 to 3 years. I forget, because we've been going at this for so long. And we both have been working on this thing together from all angles. Nano, frequencies, biological, everything. Okay, and we have tried a lot of things. We've seen a lot of things work, and we've seen some things ain't worth a hill of beans. And this is not your normal everyday concept. So he's working more now on frequencies and things, and I'm going more toward that way as well. I'm using both, because I still look at this from a perspective that we are still in a physical form, and you still have to take care of the physical aspect of the body as well. You still have to be able to remove this stuff, and at the same time, you have to rebuild what this stuff has damaged. You are constantly being exposed to nano in some form or another. There's over 1,600 consumable products that have nanotechnology to them. You are being nano engineered. The GMOs and the genetically engineering, and this would be under the same guideline, the genetically modified organisms are using nanotechnology. Okay, nobody's touched on this aspect of it, and the level and the severity of the nano involved here. So when you eat whatever you're eating today, okay, it doesn't matter what the spectrum of food you're eating. And again, I'm not just picking on soy on this. I mean, all of it, fruit, veggies, meats, everything has this shit in it. If you see those lines, and those of you, you're the other ones that I got to address too. Other dumb bastards that can't see the forest for the trees. You see the lines in the sky. Oh, that's just exhaust.
Contrails.
Oh, yeah, contrails. Oh, those are contrails. Oh, yeah, pretty lines. Oh, look, it formed a rainbow. For you, because you really got to get a wake-up call. because you're that stupid to believe this. I know a lot of you want to stick your head up your arses and stick your head in the sand because you don't want to have to face the reality that this might be true. I'm going to drill this home to you. If you sit on your ass and you do absolutely nothing and just sit there and just say, oh, it's okay, just okay, and do nothing, you are in agreement. You are in agreement to allow the human race, including yourselves, to be violated by this technology. If you say nothing, you are accepting this and are okaying it. That's the problem. Okay, that is the problem. You do not have that luxury. Okay, you got all these distractions, and I'm going to get a little off topic here. Some of you are going to get really pissed off with this one too, but I really don't care. Everybody right now has been focusing on Muslims. Muslims are the evil bane of the world right now. You Muslims, ooh. Leave them alone. They have done nothing to us. Not in North America, not anywhere. What we're seeing is CIA nonsense to promote this hatred, to promote this whatever. There's always going to be an asshole in every group. Doesn't matter if it's Christian, doesn't matter if it's the Jewish faith, the Hindu faith, whatever, you know, the Buddhist faith, the native belief systems, there's always going to be an asshole. Always. You know, and that's what they will, you know, put in front of you. Here, asshole. You know, that's the one you want. But the rest are calm, peaceful people. They're not bothering anybody. They're not agitating anybody. You know, they're in their own little world. And this concept that you are going to kill in the name of God, I don't care what religion you believe in. I mean, I'm not a religious man. I don't profess to be one anyway. I do believe in God. But my concept here, I wanted to get this across, if we believe that God created the universe, created the sun, created the earth, created the animals, the water, the land, people, bugs, birds, whatever, you have the audacity to think that you are going to be able to kill in the name of God? Seriously? God can hang the sun in the center of the universe and he needs you to kill? And this goes right across the board in every religion. I don't care what you believe. That has to be the most ludicrous stupidity ever. The only reason you're killing is to make somebody else rich. Somebody in a religious hierarchy to make them rich. The next war that's going to be fought is going to be fought between Christians and Muslims because this is what they're pushing. You can see this. They're, you know, at the teeth on this one. Muslims will not win that war. Neither will Christians. But I'll tell you who will win the war. The banks, they're going to win. They'll have your lands. They'll have your bank accounts. They'll have your assets. They'll own your families. They will own your families. The politicians that have started the war will benefit from this. But you, the guy who's thinking that he's going to fight in the name of whatever you're believing in, will be dead. So I'm pointing this out so that you get a perspective here on what's really happening. You don't have the luxury to have any kind of profile on anybody anymore. This is killing everybody. You got kids? Little kids? They're not going to make it to 30 as long as this technology is running loose. They're eating it, they're drinking it, they're shitting it, they're pissing it. It's in and out all the time. You, as an adult, you know, some of you are in your 20s, you know, teens. You're already breaking down. I see it. 24-year-old people coming in, and they got back issues, and they got joint issues, and they got brain issues. And, like, these are issues that somebody in their 80s and 90s would have, and they're already happening at 24, 25. How much longer do you think you are going to have here? Sitting there and not getting involved, you don't have that luxury. And this has to go across the planet, because this is going across the planet. So when we're talking today, nano, this is one way. Now, internally, I wonder if this will work here. Hold on. Nope, that wasn't a good idea. All right. I don't know if you can get this or not, Dave. Let's see if you can do it and get this. Hope you die on me. Is it possible to photo these?
It's coming out as blue because I have...
Okay, so it won't work? That's okay. I can direct them to the page if they can't see it.
It's not because I have it on a manual color setting, so it's not really coming out in the right color that it should be.
Okay, no problem. All right. When you go on the site, they go on to augmentinforce.50webs.com. look up the YouTube recipe link. It's on the left side. Click on the anti-nano, scroll down. You will see the fruit there. Pears, the peaches, everything. And you'll see on the peaches especially a cluster of nanoparticles. Now, at 1 to 50 nanometers, goes through everything. Doesn't stop. Any above 100 will cluster. And what you're going to see are clusters. Now, on pears, you'll actually see on the green pears, you know, the little red patches you see. When you look in those patches, you'll find that the pears has been perforated with particulates. Okay? You got to peel them. I mean, and I'm showing you this stuff so that you know. We've got on here ways and means to help flush this stuff out of the cells. Okay, you're going to use the liposomes that we have showed you in the past. We've done a new video. Dave hasn't released it yet because we jumped on this thing because I felt that we had to get this out. And then as Dave releases them, you know, so you'll have to write to Dave and say, Dave, we want more, you know, kind of thing. You're going to have to make liposomes. You're going to have to create your own polymer methods. And you're going to have to create your own colloids. Okay, your own. If you're going to buy a colonial product in the health food store today, you better contact the company and ask them if it's nano. And if they give you some kind of bullshit response about how great and wonderful nano is, you tell them thank you very much, hang up, and put the product back on the shelf. Do not use anything with nano. Okay? The supplement industry right now is there and it's sabotaging everybody with these nanoparticles. They are using this concept that's a better delivery method. Do not fall for that. You will pay for this sooner or later, trust me. When you start having the lesions show up, when you start having the geometrical patterns popping up, when you start seeing polymer patches grow on your system, when you start seeing indentations in your muscle tissue because you got a polymer patch underneath in the deeper layers, you will have fed it with the stuff. You know, you want to be big and strong, get some unpasteurized milk, some eggs, some wheat germ oil, a little iodine, mix it together and drink that. Watch how your body will go without steroids. Yeah. The steroids would, on some level, be safer than some of the supplements that you're buying in the health food store today in the bodybuilding section. Okay, just so you know. So make liposomes, and then when you're making a liposome, add mineral content to it. Add some selenium to it. Add some zinc. Add some copper. You know, add these things. It will then deliver that to the system and get it into the cells. Any mineral salts that you can use, utilize. This too will help, again, flush out some of the aluminum and other materials that are in those cells. When you're making a colloidal, again, you can make your own. We've shown you how to do it. A colloidal copper with citric acid, copper with ascorbic acid, copper with even sulfur would be a good idea to be used as a regular part of your regimen. You'll find all of a sudden a lot of the aches and pains will go away. And a lot of the stuff will start to diminish. When we're talking some of these infections, like some of you women are having today with yeast and stuff, candidas, men are having it too. The candida will have incorporated itself with this. That's why you can't get rid of it. We used to give stuff for candida 20 years ago, and within about 4 days, it was gone. You know, it was gone. Now you've got this candida issue that I'm hearing, and it seems to be a perpetual, nonstop affliction. So something's changed there. Well, part of it is because the colon has been compromised with the glyphosate. So in some respects, the candida is there trying to compensate for some of this, but then it goes crazy because, again, it's been altered through genetics and through this stuff. So we're dealing with things, and you've got to start looking at these afflictions that you're dealing with today as an incorporation or a melding of two technologies, a biological and a nanotech. Like I said, we're here to assimilate you, and that's what it is. You know, like I said, when you watch the early Star Trek series on the Borg, that's exactly where you're going to wind up, but not through a bulky technology. It'll be all through integrating you with this. You know, the mark of the beast, you know, that's all about integrating humanity to a artificial life. It's separating man from God. We're supposed to be godly, not spiritual. You know, and yeah, we're going into this spiritual thing, and this is what spirituality is going to take you to. Integrating you to a machine. You will be part of an extension. All right. Further down, we're talking about renewing the cells and stuff, ATP, building up the ATP, mitochondria. Read the stuff. I'm not going to go into it too long because this gets extensive, and we will do shows specifically on this. But this page will be a work in progress. There'll be more things added to it to help, again, form whatever needs to be formed to help you overcome this thing. At the moment, I don't really have a complete solution yet on taking it, healing it completely, but this definitely is on the step, right steps to it. It will reduce the load dramatically, and that's the big key. You have to reduce the load so that your immune system can come back online and help sustain and fortify you. Okay, you will start seeing things manifest in you. You'll see triangles, you'll see patterns, you'll see, you'll pull stuff out, you'll see threads. I got a thread that I pulled out in one area. The other thing I want to talk about too is they will cluster. The threads will cluster and look like some black spot or pimple or whatever, or some kind of a bump. When you push it out or squeeze it out, you may find the threads may be that long because they coil inside. As they replicate, then they move on, and again, they further spread. I pulled one out that was actually attaching itself to another fiber. So again, these things are a program. They do have intelligence, especially if they've been integrated with a pathogen. Okay. So if you still think you have a mold, or a Lyme, or some kind of bacterium, special breed of bacterium, you may find what you really have is this. This is all nano. It's a mimetic. Mimetic, I think I'm saying it right. Mimetic meaning it actually resembles the features, qualities, or characteristics of these things, of the normal stuff. So this would look like a Lyme. If I was looking at it through a scope, I'd say, oh yeah, you got Lyme disease. If I was looking at this here, I'd say, oh yeah, you got mold. You know, if I didn't know what I was looking for, that's what we'd get. And again, this is what starts. Starts its clusters and becomes a solid material. It will wrap itself. And I've seen different stages of the stuff as I pulled it out of my system. You know, I've seen this stage, and I've seen this one. And then at the end, you'll even find a wire sticking out of these things to form another circuit. You will see that as well. You'll see stuff like this with a wire. That's what we're dealing with. Okay, this will help. This will dramatically help. Fill it up with a solution. You can put vinegar, salt, you can put water, salt, citric acid, DMSO, you put EDTA, and you can, again, just put your foot in it, plug it in, and you'll start seeing the stuff floating out. And you'll start seeing stuff oozing out. That's your polymer material. So, give it a go. Dave, is there anything else?
Nope, it's pretty. That's pretty comprehensive.
Well, again, go to the link. Okay, and again, for you dummies, DUMMY, you know, or DUMMIES, dummies. Okay, vaccines. That's what you're putting in your bloodline. You're starting to integrate them at an early stage to be incorporated into an intelligence that's not human. Non-living. Is that what you really want? Okay. This is the final outcome. An artificial life being overwritten by an artificial life. That's what's happening. That's the whole key to this, all this, you know. And like I said, these are the many different particles inside of them in one cell, not by itself, in one cell, thousands. Okay. And for some of you, this is going to shake you up. Good. Get you off your ass. Quit watching the hockey games and the baseball games. You ain't got time for that crap. You got to start looking at this stuff and start figuring out solutions, working with people who are already doing stuff like this, coming up with ideas and creative ideas to pull this stuff out and to renew and restore our bodies. Okay, so again, take a look at it. Make it, not hard. Just take a bucket, tape the bottom end, leave about a foot out, coil it up. Do the same thing, tape the top end, You got your extension. What I've done is I took two plugs, just plugged in, taped it up. This is what it'll look like. There's another angle on it. Again, see that? I think you thought it was machine made, but I did this.
Mm-hmm.
See, if I can do it, you can too. All righty. So, until the next segment, not only to your health, but success in finding solutions. See ya.